Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So I'm certain at least one of them are
yeah, the Brooklyn Nuts.
Yeah, they were the Nuts this year. One of them are high. So they got the 8th overall pick. And they have, well, it's coming down. Okay. Now, where are these five?
I'm sure they vomited in the stands.
They have the 19th. They got the 22nd. Oh, they're all late. 26th. 27th. They got these late joints, man. So they don't have any in the top five, one in the top 10, and all in the late 20s. So we'll see what they do. Are they able to just find one all-star level player? All them damn picks. But you're right. They got to be trading some of these away to I mean, you got to use some of these picks to try to get a player, somebody worth a damn. Five first round picks.
You can get real aggressive with five first round picks to move up a few spots.
I'm telling you, boy, they probably should do that. At least move up some to do that. All right, as we continue here, going here on the drive. All right, Clint. When we look at this Texans team, and I think a thing that a lot of people really have excitement about, and why some are really high on the Texans, is because, you know, unlike some other teams that are playoff contenders, like let's say Pittsburgh, for example, right? I think a big difference between the Texans and the Steelers is the Texans have a lot of guys that you still feel like are taking steps, are still going to take steps forward. We watched it last year, right?
So like Rockets and Astros.
Yes, like we watched last year. Stingley was good, but then he took a step too big. Arguably the best corner in the sport, right? First team, yeah. All pro. We saw even Nico take more steps. We've seen countless players take steps for this team. Will Anderson took another step last year. Hell, even on the lower end, Henry Towatoa took another step. Like, they just got a bunch of guys that you look at their best ball is clearly ahead of them. And I think that's a thing why a lot of people love the Texans, not only this year, but for the future, is they got a lot of guys whose best game is ahead of them. I would pose this to you and to people. Is there anybody that you have concerns that could take steps back? Right? I think we understand and see these, that they've got a lot of guys that you feel like they're, including their big guys, CJ, their best ball is ahead of them. Anybody you look here that fits the bill the other way that you would keep your eye on potentially of taking a step back?
Yeah, for me, I think I would. I've thought about this a lot since we talked about it yesterday. I think for me, I'm trying to get somebody that it's potential realistic, like not somebody that's a depth player. I'm concerned about Jalen Petrie.
Okay. All right. He's not on my list. I got a couple, but Jalen Petrie, I think that's a fair one.
Well, I think when you look at this secondary has a chance to be one of the best in the game. And I think that when you look at how offenses are going to attack this secondary, it's not going to be Derek Stingley. And I believe through the air, now we'll see if they have time and that pass rush can get there and now they can hold that pass rush off or not. But I think the one unknown at this point in time is, can Jalen Petrie cover? Like, can Jalen, and I'm not holding Davante Adams in the slot with no deep help against the Jets. I'm not holding that against
him. No, that's not his fault.
That ain't on him. I'm talking about, can he cover down well enough? Can he stay healthy through a whole season? Can he cover down well enough to not be the one that's targeted early and often and taken advantage of in coverage situations? I know he's got crazy instincts to stop the run and rush the passer. I know that. The one concern, which has been a concern of mine the whole time, it's why I like the Jalen Smith kid out of USC, because he could potentially be a cover nickel defender, or Kamari Lassiter can move in and be a cover nickel defender in place of Petrie when need be. Petrie, nickel defender, cut from a coverage aspect, to me, is one that could potentially be exposed and be a problem. So I don't know if that's a step back as much as it is. I just don't know.
Can teams get him in that position?
Yeah.
Because it seemed like, because that Petrie's a good one, because he's had year one, maybe he had some issues missing tackles, but year one, pretty good. Year two, step back. There are a couple of times we saw him sitting on the sideline.
Late in the season, playoff situations, game, yeah.
Next to Matt Burke and D'Amico. Then last year, it seemed like they found a way to be able to put him in the right spots, except for a couple of times he got caught. I think the Lions caught him a couple of times in that game in big moments against St. Brown. And then obviously the one that it's really kind of messed up, because it feels like his, in terms of coverage, his season just seemed to come down to that one play on Thursday Night Football against Davante Adams, right? Like not other plays. Like, he wasn't getting exposed like that game in and game out when he was playing. I think Petrie is a pretty good one. There's someone, our guy Magic. This is one of, I've got four on my list. Magic here on YouTube and Twitch, just text it in, and that's Kamari Lassiter. I think Kamari Lassiter, it's an odd one, because he would be one that you would think, oh man, there's another step forward to his game. That was year one. He played that way. What's it going to look like after that? And he is one that I think is just at least worth the discussion. I'm not sitting here saying that any of the people that we're going to talk about are going to, but I do think, all right, how will teams attack Kamari Lassiter this year? Right, like what will be the second route? Because yes, we know he kind of played better with the speed thing last year, and that didn't become an issue. But I do wonder now, 17, 18, 19 games of tape on him, if there's a different adjustment of how people, you know, attack him, and will it be a step back?
Well, I that's a great point, because 1 year is a small sample size, and you know, we saw a C.J. Stroud step back relative to that first year. But what did he really take a step back? It was because the first year was so great. That's what Kamari Lassiter's up against, right?
The first year
was so damn good, it's going to be hard for him to duplicate that. Now, I will say this. Speaking of kind of tying him to C.J. Stroud and what went on there, I do think that there's I think there was a conscious effort to not have Kamari Lassiter in press situations when he against guys that he didn't have no business covering. He would bail and play soft. I think he benefited, which all great DBs do, and units like this. I think you benefit from that pass rush that you have up front. And so I say all that to say there has to be, it's human nature, man, if you're D'Amico Ryans, to go, hey man, I'm gonna do something a little different.
Yeah, the CJ comp is a good one, because year two, maybe they felt a little bit more comfortable with CJ and thought he
all of a sudden I'm gonna do this, this,
handle
and that.
More. Yeah. Yeah.
And so with Kamari, it's like, do you keep on keeping on and protect him and say, hey, we're gonna just keep letting this youngster play to his strengths, or do you go out there and push the envelope and find out what his weaknesses are? Like, do you put him in situations different than last year?
But the thing
and
is,
struggles.
But the thing is, you feel like he can, and I think he developed it with CJ too. But you feel like he can handle more. right? Like when they started to move him around and move him inside, you feel like if he wants to get out there and say, well, let's do more with him, it feels like he can handle that. He's just one of all the young players to me that potentially, I agree with you, Magic, could be at least in that conversation.
No, I think that's a great one. In fact, that's the best one. I mean, that's the best one that you can think of, because it was, again, a big factor here is that the first year was so good, it's going to be hard to match. You know, that is just reality. And so the expectations are unfairly high. And so how do you define a step back? I just hope that D'Amico just keeps doing what he was doing with him already and puts him in position to come up and be a thumper, which we know he will do, instead of, you know, all of a sudden get real stingly aggressive with him and ask him to do some things that may put him on an island. We'll see. Well, I mean, maybe he does those things and he answers the bell and he's better. He's significantly better than any of us thought. That would be best case scenario. But I like the Kamari Lassiter pick right there.
Couple more I have here. Two veterans, Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon last year was a Pro Bowler, over 1,000 yards, even with some of his injuries. Is he somebody that you potentially look at as taking a step back? We understand they went and got a Nick Chubb, you know, to kind of be there in the backfield too. But Joe Mixon, I think, could be worth, you know, a conversation in this with age and everything.
Well, yeah, the thing there with Joe Mixon is he had to do so much of it last year on his own, kind of off script, off schedule, if you will, bouncing something, cutting something back. And so you would like to think that at the very least, this new regime up front, the new offensive line coach all the way down, you would like to think that at the very least they're going to be better in the run game. It's easier to run block than it is pass block. It's less reaction and more. Hey, this is who I got, and I'm going to go move mass kind of deal. Hopefully they at the very least got that in here. So I would think as much as Joe Mixon did last year on his own, that this year would be a little bit easier and he'll probably produce more. So yes, it's potential obviously because he had a hell of a year. But boy, if this offensive line isn't good enough for him to take a step forward and for life to be a little bit easier for Joe Mixon than it was last year, whoo, we got some problems.
Joe was one, and then Azeez Alshire was the other veteran that I look at. And like when he played, obviously his importance, and he was really good. Obviously, he's a year older, and we did see some chinks in the armor last year, especially late in that playoff game. Coverage-wise in the middle of the field. And he, just like with Mixon, they did go out and get a starting caliber player that potentially is behind him in E.J. Speed, who has started for years. Azeez is one, Clint, that I look at and say maybe he is one where his best ball potentially isn't ahead of him. Maybe he is one that maybe takes a step back in the middle for this team.
Yeah, look, I think Azeez, I would be okay with Azeez Alshire taking a step back. And let me explain. Like, I would be okay if there was somebody else on the field in obvious passing situations, in critical situations where the other team's being aggressive and trying to score. We saw Kansas City take advantage of him time and time again in the middle of the field. And really, if you watch him, it's just a matter of time before that happens. So if the Texans are in a position where they've got to play a shell defense, they got to play a middle open defense, where they're allowing guys like Travis Kelce and good tight ends to roam the middle of the field freely, Azeez Alshire is going to be a sitting duck. So I would be okay if the step back was Azeez Alshire and it was actually in playing time. If there was somebody else that could fill that role.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Covered a little bit better. And so that one I wouldn't be too disappointed in.
And then the one we kind of kicked this thing off is, I just say this name just because, as you kind of said, it's been so good. And, you know, I feel like even more teams are going to treat him differently. Do you think we've seen maybe not just the best, but do you think potentially Nico Collins takes a step back? Because this is a guy, Clint, if he'd have stayed healthy the last 2 years, I mean, he got to 1,000 yards. He missed six-plus games last year, five, six-plus games last year. And then the year before, he had missed multiple games. He may have been a 1,500-yard receiver the last 2 years had he been healthy. Do you think – and when I say step back, that doesn't mean, Clint, all right, man, hey, he only got 1,100 yards. Sometimes your step back, your numbers may look different, but you can look and see – that a guy is still playing at a certain
level. Yeah, look, being the biggest Nico critic in town for his first 2 years of his career here, I have no problem being critical. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm convinced Nico Collins, his game is recession-proof. He's not dependent on the go route. He's not dependent on being in one position all the time. He's not dependent on getting the perfect matchup all the time. You know, he can hurt you in the quick game, the screen game, the deep game, the play action game, the middle of the field, this out route running. And he can hurt you with the instincts when it comes to the scramble play. I just think if health is the only thing that's going to hold back Nico Collins, if Nico Collins stays healthy for three quarters of the season, he's going to get 1,000-plus yards, and he's going to be one of the better overall wide receivers in the league. I don't think he's ever going to get the love that he deserves. I think that right now when we hear a conversation about Nico being one of the best wide receivers in the game, I'll be honest. Like, I'll sit back and go, wait a minute. But when you look at the all-around ability to just flat-out produce in multiple ways and impact the game in multiple ways, Nico's got to be in that conversation.
Did you get the feeling, and obviously he's had folks around him, but do you get the feeling that you've watched teams really make a concerted effort to take him away like we see with these other guys, right? We've watched teams try like hell to take away Justin Jefferson or to take away, you know, Tyreek Hill or to do certain. Do you feel like he's getting that, he's gotten that kind of respect yet?
I think the Miami game last year is when we kind of started seeing teams tilt coverages his direction. But I don't think it's been an all-out full-court press like we've seen.
Because he still have had Tank out there, and there's still been. Yeah.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.